WeChat, the popular social media platform in China, has added a new function to the app earlier this week, one of which will enable users to hide the history of WeChat moments, also known as 朋友圈, from half a year ago. So apparently, the social media users of this app are really enjoying this new function. So...Yeah, now we can pretty much bury our past from half a year ago on WeChat. How does it work?
Well, apparently, this new update provides you with multiple changes. That is, maybe you can now edit photos before sharing it. Someone can share video clips on, and some voice input function has been improved.But this new, very secret new function is not added into the list where you can see what's been updated. And that is for, but that function is only for iOS users. So Apple users can do that and Android may not. That is to hide the 朋友圈 information and only show people the recent half a year. And you can turn it on.And turn it off in your setting easily. And it's not yet for you to choose who can see the whole 朋友圈 information and who can. It's just a turn it on for all of your friends.
There must be only one reason behind this.
Which is?
And that is that people are trying to hide previous relationships. Oh. Surely...This is the only reason.
Well, tell me more about hiding previous relationships. I've never thought about it ever.
Well, as you can both see from my 朋友圈, I have not used this function. so you can check out all of my WeChat moments. They're all extremely funny and hilarious. But some people have the habit of posting regular updates about their love life.And how much they love their other half, and then suddenly they break up, and then suddenly they're back together with someone else, and then they have to delete their previous posts. And obviously this function would help with that, maybe, I guess. But it must be the only legitimate reason as to why this is being seen to be a popular move.
So you're saying that instead of deleting every entry, which might...make your thumbs and fingers sore, you can just click on one click, and that's like the new function, right? What we're talking about here, and then you can just hide all that history from half a year ago. So there is actually drawing a line, a time limit to all of that. It sounds like someone in the studio takes, you know, relationships really seriously. It takes a big chunk up in his life. But aren't there other reasons? There must be other reasons.
I think there are other reasons. And for me, I beg to differ because I don't feel like relationship is there to hide. I mean, apparently you tell your significant others your past and you know his or her past. That
well,
is my way of dealing things
well,
anyway.
I don't think that's the case in every relationship.
I wanted to say, for me, it's like, because I think we are the first generation that started to...have a glimpse on the social media for the very, maybe during in college. And I remember back then we were still playing with 人人 or 校园网 that in those times. And I was one of those people who's sending my, posting my daily life onto social media. And gradually, I don't want to do that anymore. And I am growing up, and I feel embarrassed by doing that. Yet, I don't want to delete those messages or posts because that was who I was.
But how long ago was that?
Really long ago. I don't want to say.
Over 6 months, right?
Of course.
So, but
what I'm saying is, people change, but they don't want to delete those things because they can look back and have a look at what we were doing in the past. But I don't want others to know. That is why I use this function.
I understand that, but 6 months is quite a short period of time. That's true.
That is why we have our doubts.To this new function.
Exactly. That's why I have my doubts. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And I think there's other things possibly that apparently, according to our researcher, some people these days engage in plastic surgery. Or those micro uninvasive plastic surgery.
Yeah, still.
That's Botox or all kinds of injections. And guess what? Some people come out of that operation looking like a brand new person. I don't think that person's mom would always recognize that person. So, to bury your ugly past, yeah, this sounds pretty useful.
Suggestion here, if you want to bury your ugly past, go apply for a new WeChat. Stop using the same one.
Yes.
You can never actually delete everything, and other people will have your photos and everything, so that function won't help you.
That's
go,
good advice.
Go have a new WeChat. Yeah, do that. And apparently, there are different people saying this function is very interesting and fun, but we want something more. Let's say, I don't want to bury my memories or other people's memories to me for the past 6 months. Let's do it in a year or 3 months. So maybe, will it be better if you can choose the time period?
Well, obviously some people would think it would be better, but I can't help but think that just don't post so many things if you're the kind of person that would in the future regret posting those things. Just don't just change your ways. Also, I don't think so. I believe that this is to hide previous relationships, but I also think it wouldn't work, because if you were then in a relationship, your other half would say, why have you hidden your post from six
exactly.
months ago? Show me now, otherwise
that's more dangerous.
Goodbye. Yeah, so maybe it wouldn't work actually.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Stu. Now you've planted that seed of suspicion in my head. And yes, that is a very, very good point. And also, just to echo what Stu, you said earlier about, you know, what to post on social media and what not to post. New Hoolian has a very different view as opposed to Stu's, as New Hoolian seems to treat this as kind of like a diary to some extent.
Yes.
And then now there is the function that you can hide it from people, but you can still keep it to yourself.
Yes.
So that makes some sense, I think. And I, as a cave person, don't really do updates on social media. And the fact that I arrived there is solely because of our lovely listeners that sort of want to know a little bit more about me. Maybe not too much, just a little bit. And I thought, yes, I will do that for you. And hopefully I haven't bored you to death because I just really don't post much on social media. And yes, I think Stu and I tend to treat this more as this is a public platform to some extent, even if it's just WeChat, which is completely different from Weibo, as Weibo is for the whole world to see and WeChat is for your friends to see. But yes, these days, the people you've added on WeChat are not always your friends. Sometimes they're acquaintances, sometimes it's for business matters, and it's just kind of hard to categorize each person in a different category. But I think the categorization function on WeChat has been pretty brilliant. But with the new function, this has not been added yet. I bet the programmers at WeChat are not happy right now because they've put in so much brain power, and probably the company has invested a lot of money into this to develop a new function. And once it's out, everybody is saying, oh, we want it to be categorized. We want this function to be even more carefully diversified to address our individual needs. But yeah, this is the 21st century in the digital world.
Oh, talking about individual needs, there's one thing I do really want, and I think it would be a new change, a good new function, that is to notify other parties involved in a conversation that you have just taken a screenshot. I think,
that is the function.
Is good. Yeah, the Weibo has, but WeChat doesn't. And this is just a weird thing to see a screenshot of your conversation with a certain people appeared in his or her WeChat moment, 朋友圈, or in other conversations. I think it's implied that when I'm talking to you, I'm only talking to you. We're not signing any confidentiality. But
agreement.
Yeah, we didn't sign anything, but is it really okay for you to just show that conversation to everybody else without noting me? I don't think so.
There you go, WeChat, if you're listening. that's the next update.
Yes, that's a really good suggestion, actually, I think. And I feel sometimes we talk about social media just too much, and then the minute after that thought comes up, I think about, well, actually, this is reality. Today, social media, these messaging platforms, or even with Weibo to some extent, when you are publishing so much information, maybe a different set of information as to what you post on WeChat, but this is part of our lives. And I think with the prevalence of social media and to some extent all this technology on mobile gadgets we have these days, it has transformed our lives in good and bad ways. And it has changed the way we interact with our lovers or, you know, just your friends and general acquaintance. As I might have shared this before once, these things would just never happen in the past prior WeChat, Facebook, Weibo, all these things. As I have a friend, we used to work together, and then she left the job, and so I thought we were close, I thought we were friends, her departing her job would mean that we would stay friends. Until one day, when I was checking my WeChat, I realized that I haven't seen her friend circle or WeChat moment updates since forever.
Oh, you got blocked.
Why is this a happiness in that voice?
This is the voice of the C4 show.
Okay. Exactly. I need the C4 stew here with me. Exactly. And then I went to her entry on my WeChat contact list, and I clicked in. Oh, she did not delete me, but yes, she has blocked me from seeing any shred of her WeChat moments. Mm-hmm. And then realized that, so we're not friends anymore. We are just average, general, doesn't matter, nobody in her life now.
Strangers, if anything, yes.
Oh, what a slap in my face. And guess what? The petty He Yang raises her ugly head as just a couple days after, there was a pretty good job opportunity or an opportunity. And guess what? Who I didn't introduce to that opportunity? This person.
Well, you can post it on your WeChat moment and block her as a payback.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, when they go low, I go high. There you go, Michelle Obama. Yes. So, you know what? I'm going to be super generous. Actually, I don't really post that much on social media anyway. So, I'm just going to leave that free door to you. And guess what? No opportunity for you when I am in control. Oh, that is the really bad side of He Yang. The darkest secrets in my heart as I have revealed to you. Oh, I need a moment. You're listening to Roundtable. It's me.